Jules Verne Durand considered it. You say now, as if it came about quickly and easily, but there is much history between the first advent, the Ernewden discovery of Trow, and the fourth, which is what we are all living through now. The first advent alone spanned a century and a half, and left Trow in ruins.
Heavens, exclaimed Lodegear.
Are the Ernewdens really that nasty?
Not quite, but it was the first time. Neither the Ernewdens nor the Troans had the sophisticated understanding of the polycosm that you seem to have developed here on Arb. Everything was surprising and therefore a source of terror. The Ernewdens became involved in Troan politics too hastily. Disastrous events, almost all of them the Troans' own fault, played out. They eventually rebuilt the Dabin Ernud so that both races could live on it, and embarked on a second intercosmic voyage. They came to Laterre 50 years after the death of Girdel.
Excuse me, said Ignatha Forel, but why did this ship have to be changed so much?
Partly because it was worn out, used up, said Jules Verne Durand. But it is mostly a question of food. Each race must maintain its own food supply, for reasons made obvious by Fra Erasmus's experiment.
He paused and looked around the messel.
It is my destiny now to starve to death in the midst of plenty. Unless by diplomacy you can persuade those of the Dabin Ernud to send down some food that I can digest.
Triss, who had returned to the messel early in the conversation, said, We'll do all we can to preserve the Laterran victuals that are still in the kitchen, and hustled out of the room. Ignatha Forel added, We shall make this a priority in any further communications with the pedestal.
Thank you, said the Laterran. For one of my ancestry, death by starvation would be the most ignominious possible fate.
What happened in the second advent on Laterre? Asked Sura Moira.
I will skip the details. It was not as bad as Trow. But in every cosmos they visit, there is upheaval. The advent lasts anywhere from 20 to a couple of 100 years. With or without your cooperation, the Dabin Ernud will be rebuilt completely. None of your political institutions, none of your religions will survive in their current form. Wars will be fought. Some of your people will be aboard the new version of the ship when it finally moves on to some other narrative.
As you were, I take it, when it left Laterre? Asked Lodegear.
Oh, no. That was my great-grandfather, said the visitor. My ancestors lived through the voyage to Phathos and the Third Advent. I was born on Phathos. Similar things will probably happen here.
Assuming, said Ignatha Forel, that they don't use the world burner on us. I was just learning to read Laterran facial expressions, but I was certain that what I saw on Jules Verne Durand's face was horror at the very mention.
This hideous thing was invented on Ernud in their great war, though I must confess we had similar plans on Laterre.
As did we, said Moira.
There is a suspicion, you see, planted deep in the minds of the Ernewdens, that with each advent they are finding themselves in a world that is more ideal, closer to what you would call the Hylaean theoric world, than the last. I don't have time to recite all the particulars, but I myself have often thought that Ernewd and Trow seemed like less perfect versions of Laterre, and that Phathos seemed to us what we were to Trow. Now we are come to yet a new world, and there is terrible apprehension among the pedestal, that those of Arb will possess powers and qualities beyond their grasp, even their comprehension. They have exaggerated sensitivity to anything that has this seeming.
Hence the elaborate commando raid, this ambitious ruse to learn about the encanters, said Lodegear.
And Retters,
Paflagon reminded him. Moira laughed.
It is third sack politics all over again, except infinitely more dangerous.
And the problem we face is that there is nothing you can do to convince them that such things as retors and encanters don't exist, said Jules Verne Durand.
Quickly, Adamant and the Copper Bowl? Asked Lodegear.
Loosely based on a philosophy of Laterre named Edmund Husserl and the copper ashtray he kept on his desk, said the Laterran. If I was reading his face right, he was feeling a bit sheepish. I fictionalized his story quite heavily. The part about making the scratch disappear was, of course, a ruse to draw you out, to get you to state plainly whether anyone on Arb possessed the power to do such things.
Do you think that the ruse worked?
asked Ignatha Forrell.
The way you reacted made those who control me even more suspicious. I was directed to bear down harder on it this evening.
So, they are still undecided?
Oh, I am quite certain they are decided now.